Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
All right, let's get after it. Today is Wednesday, the 26th day of November, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. We are 8 days from Toy Drive. Ooh. It's a week from tomorrow, and you can feel it. You know,
yeah.
You can feel it. It's happening. It's time. Especially after the Fox 5 stuff yesterday on TV.
Yeah.
Where that kicked a lot in for a lot of people. And we're grateful for that, because a lot of times heading into Toy Drive, I'm kind of like, God, are people ready? You know what I mean? Do they know? Is it going to happen? Because that's the biggest, you know, we always joke about that with Toy Drive is right now we're spreading the tingle, which doesn't always sound like the best thing. But right now we're spreading the tingle so that we can feel the tingle starting next Thursday.
So great.
Oh, by the way, I went to Costco yesterday for you, Michaela. They don't have any more heated socks in your size.
Ugh, it's okay. I'm going to go on Amazon Black Friday.
Smart.
Swoop them up.
Smart. Well, I did get a box of what they call little hotties, which I thought you'd also appreciate.
Oh, yeah, I love the ones that you crush and you hold them in your hands.
No, they're little hotties. That's what my wife said. She goes, oh, you mean hand warmers? No. Apparently, you stick them to your toes. I didn't open up the box. Maybe I'll wait. Maybe we'll open it together on Monday.
Great.
We'll do a test drive of the little hotties. It said something about adhesive, and you stick them to the bottom of your toes, and they keep you warm.
I love it.
So that
sounds like a giant pain in the neck.
Yeah, what? It means toes out on Monday then, apparently, for this little test drive.
Just for a minute. We'll just do a little foot. Oh, God. Then what happens?
Our social media numbers through the roof, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, but here's, you know what sucks about that? Honestly, and this happens, and I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. Shoot, Michaela, we've been doing the show 2 years together now. I have yet to have anybody reach out like they think I'm like your financial advisor or the one who manages these things. But generally, it is right around this time that somebody asks me if you sell feet pics. And that'll happen. Yeah, because honestly,
you.
I've never really understood the feet pics thing. I've never got it either, dude, at all.
But the girls, like, I know a lot of girls that would never do like any other sites.
Of course.
Like, my feet, you can't see anything. Who cares? Make that money.
Feet are ugly. Dude, feet are ugly for sure.
But women are interested. I've been approached about my feet.
No, you haven't.
No, you haven't.
There's a market for male feet.
Adrian, who approached you?
So if you got flat feet, it goes up. It's like when you buy cars, the red car's more expensive.
Fred Flintstone feet.
Some people don't like the curvature.
I don't want to say that I think you're making this up right now, but I don't want to say that I think you might be telling us a story.
I would never.
Honest to God, yes or no? Did somebody ask you for your feet pic?
It's happened before in the past, yes.
From a girl?
Yes. Not that it matters, because money is money, but no.
I hear you. But a dude posing as a girl. Because see, feet pics, this is one of the... I talk about this a lot. That's one of those things that guys do that makes me hate being a guy. Because guys are like, you have feet pics? Women don't do that. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's one or two.
Maybe.
But you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, girls. The things that guys do that are just like, what are you doing? And women are like, no, thank you.
No,
it's
thanks.
Not interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to start off the show kink shaming, so I'm not going to.
Good for you.
Never listening to them again. The kink shame. 6 o'clock in the morning. Kink shaming. I'm a woman and I love feet. I didn't have that on my bingo card. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Wow, is that a new car out front? Well, I've been selling feet pics, and it's been a good year.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
What'd you say her name was, Adrian?
We have Monica from Sunrise on the line.
Hi, Monica.
Good
do you
morning.
Buy, and you buy? You, are you in? Are you in the market for feet pics right now?
No, I'm not. I'm married. But
I got to be honest. I don't think
stopping her, babe.
I don't think that takes you out of the mix. If you were single, no, if you were single,
I'm faithful. And you're single.
And you're single. Oh. That's an even bigger question. If you are married and you buy someone's feet pics, is that cheating?
That is a fantasy. That's something that we can go to therapy about. And if you want feet pics, you can have all of my feet pics if you want. Not of other people. But you know, back in the day, females would compare the feet to the man's anatomy. So that still goes on.
That still happens. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? So you got big feet? Yeah, big shoes.
So that's why females still ask for feet pics.
Genius.
A little
literally.
Yes, let me see the size.
I'll tell you what, though. I posted a video of my trainer the other day, and for whatever reason, he's a massive dude, and I'm pretty petite, so the difference is insane. But his hand looked massive. I did get a lot of DMs from girls. They were like, "What's his deal? What's up?" And I was like, "I don't know."
What's about
I was sick.
To happen?
But then I'm feeling exactly what she's saying. Yeah. Okay. This is true. Girls are not any better.
Exactly.
Who would have believed?
We may be dainty and cutesy on the outside, but on the inside. Yeah.
In the first 10 minutes of the show today, we're learning.
It's beautiful.
We're on Thanksgiving getaway day. Although, didn't it feel like everybody was getting out of town yesterday?
100%.
Didn't it feel like that? Oh, my
right
God.
Now on the highway. It was crazy getting in today.
Mass exodus.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's
gone. Everybody. So if you're working today, God bless you. Are you working today?
Yes, I'm on my way to work now.
All right. We'll let you get to it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Thanks, buddy. Now, I didn't see any of this coming. I didn't see a bit of this coming. And I never thought I would say these words. This was not the setup that I had for the first pick in my head. If you thought that was weird, you ain't heard nothing yet. You thought these first 10 minutes was already a bit off the rails? Well, just wait until you hear the first pick. We have two tickets for the Interstellar Arc Immersive Experience at Area 15. Don't forget, you got people coming into town. You're going to have something to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
After all the holiday stuff. And then, okay, well, let's get out of the house. Go do something. Interstellar Arc Immersive Experience at Area 15. That's your jam. Free tickets for you. And then it's going to get really weird with the first pick next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Adrian, are you sure she's ready for this? Who's on the phone?
I hope so. Elizabeth Cota from Silverado Ranch.
Actually, the whole show's been on pins and needles. They're like, what? And I'm like, no, just wait. Just wait. No, it's good. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. So, apparently, hot trend for the holidays, so I'm told. You know, the internet. If it's on the internet, it must be true. Hot trend for the holidays, women growing out their underarm hair. Would you do that part, Michaela?
No.
Or is Elizabeth, would you grow out your underarm hair?
No.
No.
Apparently, the idea, it's an armpit hair revolution. Women are growing out their underarm hair and dyeing it for the holidays.
Oh.
Stylists are saying that women should embrace their underarm hair instead of feeling forced to shave it off or hide it. Dozens of women on Instagram have been sharing images of their brightly colored holiday pits using the hashtag dyed pits.
Listen, that sounds cute for girlies that like aren't Italian. Okay, if I grew my armpit hair out, it would be not sanitary. Like, we're not doing all that. Okay,
Chet, look at
when
this.
I get nervous, my armpits sweat. It's too much.
Look at Michaela, girl's girl. Except when it gets difficult and a little weird. Now it's I can't do that. That's gross.
Whoa! Why are we attacking our friend this poor?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Shots fired.
Catching
Michaela's catching strays over here. Elizabeth,
please grow.
Elizabeth, dyed arm hair, dyed pits?
No, I'm all for the message. I'm all for the empowerment of, hey, I don't have to shave my armpits if I don't want to. But I think, you know, we have hair on our head. We have nails we can do. We have other cute things we can do. The armpits, just no, I can't go for it.
No.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in all that as well. I am also a big believer in I don't have to like it. You can't force me to say it's okay. But please, you do you. I don't want to say anything, but Michaela, to your point, yeah, you're right. You'd be walking around like those guys in the gym. Like, why can't you put your arms at your side, bro?
Listen, I say it all the time. I did laser hair removal. It was the best thing ever. Then I started taking hair growth pills because I burnt all my hair off on my head. And it literally fought through the lasers and back on my body. Okay, no one's growing out their armpits over
all
on this
the places
side of the
you don't want.
Yeah, I was I'm like, what happened?
I'm at that age where I'm starting to get all the hair in the places that I don't need it and none of the hair in the places
exactly.
that I want it. That's the, I'm starting to reach that.
Yeah, I have a luxurious mustache.
Well, not today you don't.
Thank
I'm looking
you.
Right. No, you know, you look
Thank
great.
Thank you. I shaved it.
Elizabeth, happy Thanksgiving. What plans do you have?
Ooh, I'm actually going to host Thanksgiving at my house. I'm making the turkey and all of the sides and it's going to be awesome.
By the way, public service announcement to everybody. Start thawing your turkey now.
Start
now. You've got a minute. Pull that thing out of the freezer. Put some water in the sink. Doesn't have to be warm. In fact, it probably shouldn't be warm. Thaw the turkey or don't. Just put it in the sink. Thaw the or put it in the refrigerator. Thaw the turkey now. Now. Now.
Good.
Now.
Yeah.
And Martha Stewart says, put cream cheese in your mashed potatoes. That's another story.
Yum.
Yeah. What's your mashed potato secret ingredient?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, just, you know, garlic mashed potatoes. You just do the garlic, the butter, a little sour cream, a little heavy cream.
Sour cream and
pepper,
heavy cream.
Simple.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Bingo. Lumps or no lumps?
Oh, light lumps.
Yep. I got a buddy. Same story. He's very proud of his lumps. He's proud that his lumps are perfect.
His lovely lady lumps, but men.
Where is that? I don't have enough time to get it. Yeah, awesome. Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, and have fun at Interstellar Arc Immersive Experience at Area 15, courtesy of our friends at Interstellar Arc.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Have fun.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Thanksgiving Eve, 8 days till toy drive. Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. There's this guy named Carl Bushby, and I'm shocked that we haven't heard more about this. This dude is in the home stretch of his attempt to become the very first person to complete an unbroken walk around the world.
What?
I know. I'm shocked we haven't heard more. My guess is when he gets to the end, you know, then that's when it'll heat up. So he's a former paratrooper. He started in Chile on November 1st, 1998. Now, we started Toy Drive on, you know, I'd have to go back and look at the date, but we started Toy Drive in 1999.
Wow.
This guy's been walking around the world longer than Toy Drive has been in existence.
Dude, that's insane.
I know. I'm trying to look. Okay. 1998?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it doesn't matter. I'm sitting here trying to see how that compares to Toy Drive. They started it before Toy Drive started. His route has covered 36,000 miles. He's walked all the way across America. He's walked all the way across Asia. He swam.
Wow. Oh my
God. Listen to this. He swam 186 miles across the Caspian Sea. He's battled ice and polar bears in the Bering Strait without using any transport.
That's just kept insane. Walking. Like, how do you even prepare for that?
He's in Mexico waiting for a visa. He has less than 2,000 miles remaining before reaching his home city of Hull in England. If Brit Chick Vic is listening, she's very excited because that's her hometown. Don't ask me why I know that. I just do. Getting home, I don't know. It's weird. It's a very strange place to be in where suddenly, think about this. It's a very strange place to be in where suddenly your purpose for living will have a hard stop. His whole life, the last 28 years.
Yeah.
28 years. His whole life has been this quest, and then suddenly it'll end.
Dude, and then what do you do? Just like hang out at home? Like garden? There's no way.
God, I'd sit down. I would. That's a lot. I'd sit down. Yeah. I'd take a load off just for a minute. He expects to arrive home next September. They call it the Goliath Expedition, if you want to look it up. Carl with a K.
Good Bush for that guy. That's what I literally can't wrap Remarkable. My head around it. It's like insane.
And my question is, who's funding all of this?
Yeah.
How much did that cost?
Yeah, the guy make money.
I'm sure there's been sponsors and whatnot. There has to be. But wow. And how many pairs of shoes have you gone through?
Totally.
Just wild. A 51-year-old cancer survivor from Chicago just checked something pretty cool off of his bucket list. He's been to a home, man. I would love to do this. I may quit after Toy Drive and start on this quest.
Let me hear.
He went to a home game at every major sports. easy for me to say. Every major sports stadium in North America. He went to a game at every major sports stadium in North America. There are 124 of them.
Wow.
This is my jam. They call it Club 124. He's just the 27th person to ever do it. It includes every professional football, basketball, baseball, and hockey stadium. The last stop was a New York Islanders game on Saturday. This is fitting. Again, remember, he's a 51-year-old cancer survivor.
Yeah.
And that was Hockey Fights Cancer Night at the New York Islanders.
Oh, dude, beautiful. That's wild. I love that last it's even a Saturday. Club. Like, people know about it. There's 20-something in the club.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure you look around and you go, wonder if anybody else has done this.
Yeah.
Yep. You probably have a Facebook group that they are part of.
Ooh, what are they posting in there? Crazy.
Club 124. No, that's awesome. So a couple of dubs to get us into Thanksgiving weekend. It's your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
By the way, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown coming up as Brenda Espino from Green Valley Ranch goes for win number 3. If Brenda loses today, we may put Michaela's Hometown Throwdown on hiatus.
Yeah, smart.
Until after Toy Drive.
Smart.
This because no need to start and then have somebody be in the middle of a streak. And there was so when Brenda's streak ends, which could be Tuesday, you know, if she runs the table, could go until Tuesday. But that'll be it for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown for the rest of 2025.
Oh, my gosh.
Your chance to take her down and win Olivia Dean tickets coming up in just moments on 98.5 KLUC.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, Stay curious.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, I think Thanksgiving starts now. I think so.
Yeah.
Much love if you're working today, though, and thank you for listening to the Jeff Buchanan Show. 7:04 on Wednesday, the 26th day of November, 8 days until Toy Drive. It starts next Thursday, goes till 2 Mondays after that, and literally 20 days from now, it's over. Which is weird.
It's going to go by so fast.
Which is weird. But yeah, she's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Everybody ready for Thanksgiving?
No, I have to go to the grocery store today and I'm dreading it.
No. Dude.
Well, earlier in the show, you said you went to Costco. And how was that? Was it packed?
Yeah. And it was great. Here's the funny thing. My wife and I were giggling about that yesterday. We were like, want to go to Costco and just see all the chaos? Because we didn't. Yes. We just had a couple of things that we had to grab. You know, there's always something at the end. And we could have just gone, you know, right down the street to the grocery store. We're like, no, let's go to Costco and just see the craziness.
Love it.
And we like it when we don't have to, you know, we're not worried about it. So we're just cruising through and watching all the people that are panic stricken.
I appreciate that energy because my dad will do the same thing in the holiday season. He's like, I'm going to the mall. What do you have to buy? Nothing. I just like
nothing.
People seeing.
I love that. Yeah. I know. Chaos. People watching is the best.
Just like to watch it. Yeah. And just see. Yeah. And Costco always has that certain edge to it anyway, because people are, you know, it's just with their carts and some people are going real fast. Some people aren't going fast at all, right in the middle of the aisle, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it wasn't bad. I was hoping maybe I'd see somebody throw hands yesterday, but no.
Well, I hope I'll make it out alive. I don't need it's just a couple things, but I got to make those trips. I'm not looking forward to it.
You'll be good. The final lineup is in place for the Thanksgiving Day parade tomorrow. 34 balloons in the lineup. Scout Snoopy is back. Bluey, yeah. Minnie Mouse, Bluey. SpongeBob, Spiderman.
Michaela's
favorite. Michaela's favorite, Spiderman.
What's that?
We talked about it last week.
Spiderman. Your kid's Spiderman every year for freaking Halloween. He loves it.
Spiderman.
You know, Spiderman, like Batman and
it's
Superman.
Spiderman, babe.
And Aquaman.
Okay. All right.
Spiderman.
Listen.
Read it.
I don't know,
read
but
it.
I support you guys.
Read it. What does that say right there? Spiderman. Read it. Spiderman. Spiderman.
Duh. All right. Yeah. Shout out to him. What the hell's going on?
It's so stupid.
Oh, so stupid.
It's so stupid. New this year. Really, Buzz Lightyear has not been in the Thanksgiving Day parade?
Wait, I thought he made his entrance last year.
I thought so, too.
Guys, Woody steals the spotlight.
I get it.
Super Mario, never a Pac-Man until now.
Wow.
And Shrek's Onion Carriage. The 28 floats will include Sesame Street, Camp Snoopy, Dora the Explorer. New, Adrian, there's a Lego float.
Good stuff. I like this.
I know.
That's dope.
Michaela, what? There's a Labubu float.
Oh, my God.
There's going to be chaos in the
streets. Oh, that's amazing.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
There'll be a Stranger Things float, which I believe will have the classic rock group, of which there are no, I think the bass player is the only original member left. But Foreigner will be on. And I think that's their... that's their surprise in season 5 is a Foreigner song, you know?
Sidebar, are you guys excited? It returned today. It's like, it's back.
Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like many things. Michaela, have you watched it?
I watched the first season. I wasn't into it.
I'm one of those people that it was like, oh, I got to do that. And then next thing you know, it's season 5.
Yeah,
and,
also
oh,
same.
Crap. You know, it's the way it's, you know, how it's how I am with Marvel movies. Now I don't watch any of them because I feel like I've fallen behind and I need to catch up.
Yeah.
And I feel like I won't get it if I don't. So, and it seems like too much work. Cynthia Erivo's going to perform Lil John.
Lil John.
Lil John. Huntrix.
Yes.
Will be there. I know. Foreigner, Lainey Wilson, country superstar Dude. Lainey Wilson, Kool & the Gang, and Mr. Fantasy.
Dude, I'm looking at them rehearsing right now. It's on the news. And it's so cold and so rainy. God bless them for singing.
Oh, no. Is it? Oh, no, that's bad. And my favorite part of it is the lip sync, because it's all to track, right? And it's all lip sync. And it's always, at least the last few years on my TV, it's been god awful. It's really bad. Like the Jonas Brothers were horrifically bad. It was almost like a kung fu movie. It was like they were dubbing in English, you know, and they're singing in a different language.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was so bad. And so that's why I love it. My wife freaking loses her mind. She panicked the other day. Why can't I get in? Because we have Fubo at home.
Yeah.
We stream and they're fighting, Fubo and NBC Universal are fighting. And she's like, what's the Peacock password? she's going crazy.
I'll send it to Amy. I got you. We'll be locked in. We'll be watching.
No, we got it. We got our Peacock password. No, I was like, sweetie, I got it. It's fine. We're already locked in. We watch Sunday Night Football. It's okay. It's still good. Michaela's hometown throwdown. Brenda Espino from Green Valley Ranch going for win number 3. Olivia Dean tickets on the line for the Art of Loving Tour. MGM Grand Garden Arena in July. By the way, if you're not into it, I guarantee you know somebody who is. And that is a sick Christmas present.
Oh my God, yeah, she's the best.
It's a really good Christmas present. Mm-hmm. 702-364-9898 for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown with 8 days until Toy Drive. It's the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Paging Brenda Espino from Green Valley Ranch. Please pick up the white courtesy phone and go.
Brenda.
Have you ever picked up the white courtesy phone? Would you even know where to go to find the white courtesy phone? I don't even know if they have them anymore.
I've never seen a courtesy phone.
I think we have, like, in the airport, but you just walk by it. You don't care. Do they even do that anymore?
Isn't it? There's usually like a button. Like in grocery stores, it has, hey, if you need help, click this button. Or in parking lots. Like, hey, if you need security, hit this button.
Yeah. You got to do that to get toothpaste now. You got it locked up.
For everything.
I realized with Brenda that she's a teacher. She works for Clark County. And it's her first day off. She may be sleeping in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. Dang it. You're on it today, dude. You're sharp today. Adrian's sharp today. There's been stuff behind the scenes that you guys haven't heard. Where Adrian's like, no, I know the answer to that. We're, you know, Michaela and I are like, oh, what? And it's just dumb stuff that Michaela and I are talking about. And then Adrian goes, no, I know what that is. And it's like, wow.
Look, that's why I put the executive in front of producer. You know what I'm saying?
Damn right. We support it. So, all right. Well, chances are strong that Brenda's not going to pick up. But I don't know that we have actual rules for the game, but I'm making a rule right now for all the times that we played this. This doesn't happen very often. We'll give Brenda 3 minutes and 43 seconds from right now to pick up the phone and play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Otherwise, we'll just do caller number 25. And then we'll be done with Michaela's Hometown Throwdown for the year. All right? We'll see what happens. Call us, Brenda.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Wow. No Brenda Espino?
Yeah, I'm bumped out. She didn't pick up.
She's a sleeping girl.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Can I tell you the truth? Yesterday, we all heard it. She was less than thrilled about the idea of Olivia Dean tickets. Which was just weird, because everything's not for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So she was like, yeah, I guess so. I'll play. So it's kind of smart. She made a business decision. And decided, yeah.
I'm asleep.
I get up for that. Yeah. Who cares?
I get one day.
It's really too bad, because if you'd have won today, I'd heard rumors. I don't know if it's true or not, but for the holidays, I had heard rumors that Michaela's Hometown Throwdown on Monday was going to be worth $1 million. I don't know.
It's just
I don't know if it's true. I'd heard rumors.
No, we'll
again.
Never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could have been.
Oh, wait. Just got a note from the boss. Yeah, no, that fell through.
Oh, but, good. All right. Okay, good. Well, no regrets.
Okay, no regrets. No regrets.
As the producer who's handling the phone lines, now we got...
Nah, I just tell him. Send them to me. Send them to all.
Where?
I'll pick them up. I'll pick them up. Okay, good. Well, we'll put then. Congratulations, Michaela. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown is done for 2025. Because Toy Drive starts next week. There's no reason to start anybody on another streak. Nice job. It's been a hell of a year. Good job, Michaela.
Yeah, let's go.
Proud of you.
Thanks, Jim.
Hang on. Let's play. Okay. What are your questions? Come on, I want to play. Let's go. What are your questions?
Me versus Chad.
Okay, ready? Me versus you? You want to play?
Let's go.
Come on, bro.
A new documentary produced by 50 Cent is hitting Netflix.
Chat. Oh.
Yes.
P. Diddy. Sean Diddy Combs.
Boom, baby.
One for me. He's doing a documentary, and I guarantee it's not going to be kind.
Oh, no. No. This singer teamed up with the Chainsmokers to release an end remix of the Fate of Ophelia. Who's the
Chet,
singer?
Chet.
Yes, Chet.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, period.
Really? You suck, bro. I'm murdering you.
No, hold on. Hey, Adrian, you there? Yeah, I'm here. I'm just struggling.
Oh, is that how I sound? Is that how I sound? You son of a... Hey, Chet, are you there? You... Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They started in Vegas. Jelly Roll and his wife are feeding the community with turkey dinners.
Chet.
Yes.
Bunny?
Exactly.
I knew it. I know how Michaela asked questions.
Yeah
that's
Adrian,
it.
That was not good.
Three
she
zip.
Is she
sit down.
Jail?
Sit down.
Yeah, she has to turn herself in.
So she just gave away turkeys and then turned herself in?
Yeah.
She's got a warrant. I don't think they're going to keep her. She was talking about making sure she goes full glam because the last, all of her other mugshots, she looks like garbage.
It's hilarious.
That her words, not mine.
Yeah.
So she's going to glam it up.
She said she's going to vlog the whole experience. I'm like, okay, I don't think that's how that works, but best of luck.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to go in there. She's going to turn herself in. They're going to go, okay, you're free to go.
Yeah, get out of here.
And that'll be it. Do you know, Michaela, do you know anybody that knows her?
I know a lot of people that know Jelly Roll. My connection's tighter to him than to Bunny, oddly.
Forgot who I was talking to.
No,
sorry.
Not at all. But I never met Bunny, which is so weird because we're Vegas girls. But no.
I think somebody tried to tell me that she was a friend of a friend, but I don't remember meeting her. And I think I would remember somebody who was named Bunny.
Yeah, right?
And who was, you know, in that profession.
Yeah.
At that point. And then the other question would be raised, why would I have? And yeah. No. The Jet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC. We have this matter of business to take care of as well. There's those tickets for Olivia Dean, the Art of Loving tour at MGM Grand Garden Arena, Saturday, July 18th. Live Nation gave them to us to give to you. So we should do that now for caller number 25.
Yeah.
702-364-9898.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Who's on the phone, Adrian?
That'll be Jesse Madrid from Sky Canyon.
Sky, I knew it. Wait, Jesse, what's your wife's name?
I don't have a wife.
You're not the one I thought it was then. You're not the one. I was so excited. No, there was a P1 family up in that part of the world that they used to call and all that kind of stuff. And then honestly, life got in the way. They started having kids and they were like one right after the other. And and they were super great. And I thought maybe you had emerged from the darkness.
So funny.
But no, you're a different dude.
I saw the P1. I've been listening since the 90s when I was going to elementary school with my mom. So.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to you.
That's amazing. Thank you. Well, I'm glad we're able to make this pay off. Two tickets for Olivia Dean, the Art of Loving tour at MGM Grand Garden Arena, Saturday, July 18th.
Sounds perfect. I got to figure out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe you'll find your wife there.
I mean, they'll be out there.
Listen, all the pretty girls are going to Olivia Dean. I'm telling you.
Listen,
it's a good place to go.
I believe the military guys call that a target-rich environment. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, dude. Maybe a little young, but, you know, just be careful. You know what I mean?
It'll work.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for calling. Thanks so much for listening. Will we see you at Toy Drive? No pressure. You can say no.
I'm going to try to do my best. Starting the job, and got a pay cut for consistency. So we're working things through.
I got you. I hear you. We'll be there either way. So whenever, if you're able to show up, we'll be there. We'll wait for you.
Sounds good.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
There's a number of things we have to discuss, all in little bite-sized nuggets. It's time for a topic train.
Okay, what? Let's go.
Woo, woo. Woo, woo. Woo, come on. Come on. Woo, woo. Okay, good. Adrian, you start first.
Would you guys ever pay to do a meet and greet with anybody?
No.
I don't think so.
Shouldn't have to. Not in our position. Generally, we know somebody. Why do you ask that? That's funny.
No, I'm just curious because John Cena's doing a meet and greet over the weekend in Survivor Series in San Diego. $483 to take a photo with him.
Whew. Damn.
That's insane.
And will he stay there until the last one's done, or is it limited?
I'm assuming. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it actually sold out.
$483. Okay, so if it's sold out, then it's limited to a number. $483. Why not just $500? That's weird.
Right?
Well, that's his total price, I think, with tax and everything. That was like the total.
Still, it's weird. I'd just kick it up and make it be $500. This is dumb. An etiquette expert says that Thanksgiving hosts should not have their Christmas tree up yet.
What? Oh, give me a break.
What?
That's wild.
It's absurd.
I know. I feel like actually thinking about it, my grandma always had her tree up by the time we went over for Thanksgiving.
Morally, yeah. I oppose that morally because I'm not down with that.
It's tough if you have a live tree. It's tough to keep it alive for that long. But yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's fake tree?
Yeah, but Viv kept that. Like most of us have. My grandma Vivian kept that tree alive. Caught till the end of December.
In fact, we're putting on the ornaments tonight to make sure it's ready for Thanksgiving.
So
yeah,
good.
Yeah, exactly. So good.
What did you forget to buy? What do you have to go to the store and buy?
Just little small things. Soda chips, little snacks and stuff.
Oh, okay.
The main stuff's been purchased.
Will you cook?
Yes.
What?
I handle a little bit of some chicken, doing the ham this year. But nice. Nothing too crazy. No sides this year.
Yeah. But nice. Michaela, will you cook?
No.
I just realized I don't have a turkey to fry, so I'm out. I don't have anything to do.
It's all weird.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm kind of like, all right, where am I going to stand around and drink my beer?
That's awesome.
What am I going to do? What am I
going to do?
My wife did tell me, it was pretty funny, we were looking for a small thing of peanuts yesterday at Costco, and I'm like, you're not going to find a small thing of anything at Costco. That's true. Ridiculous. And then we realized we bought a big bag of peanuts because my wife likes to feed the birds and stuff like that. So we're actually just going to shell. My job is to shell and chop peanuts tomorrow.
Oh, I love that.
She wants to put it on the top of a, I don't know, pie, something. I don't know what's going on. Top things that people forget to buy for Thanksgiving. A whipping cream 10 fruity soda for the kids or cocktails or those who do not indulge. Number 9, boxed stuffing. Number 8, canned corn, butter, green beans, buns and rolls. That's smart, though, because if you buy them too soon, they go stale. Whipped cream for the pumpkin pie, cream cheese for whatever it is that you might need it. You know what I mean? For your charcuterie board or whatever. Cream cheese always seems to be the one you forget. Mm. And cheddar cheese for your mac and cheese and whatnot. Amy's making homemade mac and cheese tomorrow for the first time.
Oh, yum.
They were saying, too, that if you're trying a recipe for the first time tomorrow that you've never done before, you should have given it a test run by now. it's a little late.
No, I agree.
Oh, yeah, just to like set it out.
Especially if you're like, well, I saw a recipe on ChatGPT. You know what I mean? And
I know it's going to be a weird Thanksgiving for us. My Lisa's family is going out to eat. And then my dad, it's our first holiday season without my stepmom. So his sister came into town. We'll hang. Then I'm singing tomorrow night at Delilah, which normally I would not do on a holiday. But it will be one of my first holidays that I'm doing that. So I'm saying all that to say, no, I'm not cooking. And then I was like, I actually still wouldn't cook even if I was home with nothing to do.
Italian family, will you have lasagna?
Always, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen
a lot of memes this morning about people getting, when you get the invitation to your, you know, the guy's jumping up and down, he's excited. Because when you get the invitation to your Italian friend's house, because they'll have lasagna.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that grandma made.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, my grandma made the best.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you.
I tried to shut my mic off. Sorry.
It's okay.
What was the other thing? Oh, there were two other things. Black Friday is also Brown Friday. Busiest day of the year for plumbers. Because your bathroom takes a pound on Friday.
Oh, my God.
Mostly, not because of why you think, mostly because people put stuff down the drain when they're cleaning up. There's a lot of grease and a lot of food that ends up in the drain, and you end up with a clogged drain.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit the other one. And you should know, this is the 10th Thanksgiving together. Remember when 68-year-old Wanda Dench thought she was texting her grandson,
but she
accidentally texted a random guy. His name was Jamal Hinton, who was 17 at the time. And she said, why don't you come over? Because nobody's going to be here. And he said, great, I'll do it. Or it was whatever that story was. Remember? But they were two strangers. And they ended up...
It was the best. He was a baby at the time, like 16, I think.
17. He was 17 at the time. And the grocery people, Green Giant, jumped in to sponsor their Thanksgiving this year.
Beautiful.
And this is their 10th Thanksgiving together.
It's so sweet. And I think they lost the grandpa, the papa, the husband, like 2 years ago. And people were like, what are they going to do now? And they were like, no, we're still close.
And it's still.
Oh, I felt that was. Oh, so was he alone and they weren't having Thanksgiving? And she said, come over. Is that what it was? Because I thought she was alone because
her husband and her invited him to the house. And then they all were like a little family. But then the husband passed like 2 years ago.
Yeah. So he's got to go.
Yeah.
Dude, you're locked in. Mm-hmm. Now you have to. Well, it's adorable. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I thought we'd go easy on relationship rehab today. But the ones that seem easy are always harder than they look. But I think this time I finally got one. It'll be a unanimous vote. It'll be super easy. We'll just be able to give you your fast pass to glittering lights so you can go in the far right lane at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It will keep it simple. Every time I say that, it ends up being 45 minutes.
It's true.
I really don't think it's going to happen that way today. But we'll find out. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Enchanted Night of the Nutcrackers, Las Vegas Ballpark, world's largest Christmas light maze, ice skating, more now through December 28th. Your tickets and more info are at enchantchristmas.com. And Relationship Rehab by Big Bully Turf, proud sponsor, all in for the 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show. Toy Drive Sea of Bikes starts in 8 days. Relationship Rehab starts next.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, and welcome to Thanksgiving Getaway Day 806 on Wednesday, the 26th of November. 8 days until Toy Drive. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. 7,675 bikes would be one more, but I'm not going to lie, we're shooting for 8,000. 786,895 in cash and gift cards. I'm not gonna lie, we're shooting for 800,000.
Yep.
Make a nice round eights this year. But yeah, if we're doing one more, $76.75 for bikes and one more dollar, $786,895. 42 trucks has kind of been the number the last few years. Quite frankly, I think we stopped counting at 42 a couple of times. Because that last day, literally that last weekend is bonkers. And it's going to be even crazier this year. Just so you know, if you're starting to make toy drive plans, Sully is coming on the last Saturday. So this is wild. We're going to go into that last weekend and really not know where we sit. You know what I mean? We're like, literally, we're not going to know nothing until that last weekend. It's because Sully will show up on, what was last year? 1,700 some odd bikes for them.
Something ridiculous.
It was so crazy, dude.
I don't have it in front of me. But yeah, and then Terribles on the last day, always. I talked to my buddy Johnny O from the Teamsters. They're bringing a truck on Sunday.
So great.
Yeah, it's just wild. It's all lining up. It's all happening. But if you think we don't need you, you're crazy. Because literally, it's your toy, your bike, your dollar in cash and gift cards. There is a girl that I've become friends with over the last weekend. She's been around for quite a while. Gracie L, if you follow her on social, Gracie L FDM has put together this group of people. And so she's been posting in the stories and tagging me all these bikes. And so this person sent this many bikes. This person sent this. And it's just been, you know, it just keeps adding up. And I wrote her back. I said, "You are a force." She goes, "I'm trying. I've got a great little IG group. All we do is shop together on IG when we're not working, of course." And she said, "I'm trying." I said, "You're doing." And quite honestly, I don't know how many it's been, but, you know, and then she'll put stuff up like, Target has little 12 inch kids bikes for $50.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For, you know, and just, so then they all share that information and then they're doing this thing for Toy Drive. It's truly amazing to watch it work. That's how Sully started. That's how Superheroes for Sully started. Toy Drive starts next Thursday. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Relationship Rehab. Speaking of Toy Drive, Relationship Rehab brought to you by Big Bully Turf. Proud sponsor of the 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive Sea of Bikes, which they've made it a company-wide thing. Phoenix, San Diego, other places, Tucson, I think. And of course, the Vegas guys are like, "We're crushing everybody." And it's like, yeah, you are. You should be. And you are. But they're proud of it. They're all in. She's asked if we don't name her. So I'll just call her. I'll call her Jeannie.
Okay.
Her name's Jeannie. Been talking to this guy for about 2 months. We're meeting for the first time this weekend. He lives in another state. He's coming in to visit his friends for Thanksgiving. Our friends hooked us up through Facebook. We ended up talking on the phone. Now we talk almost every night for a few hours. He was planning to stay with a friend when he comes out for Thanksgiving. Then he asked me if he could stay at my place. He's really sweet, but something makes me uncomfortable. I know him through friends, so I know he's not crazy, yet it doesn't seem right. However, I don't want to give the impression that I'm not interested.
Okay.
Should I let him stay? Every alarm goes off in my head that says, and I am sorry, and I'm not trying to blow up the bit right away, but is there really any other answer? For whatever reason, I thought, well, let's throw this out there. I almost didn't even do this because I went, is there any other answer? Like, yeah, well, your friends set you up. Your friends say he's okay. But I'm like, if you're not comfortable, nah.
I mean, that's my gut, but I want to think on it a little bit just to try to get her perspective. But I mean, if you don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, we have time. But I get the other side. I do get the other side.
Okay.
That this, Here's the other side. That, okay, are you sending a message? This could be a great relationship. They've been talking for a couple of months.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. Okay.
I mean, I know, but I don't know.
I see you angling, Chet.
I did see it. I'm trying to fight with it.
Right? Because then if he comes out and she said no, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. So I felt it was worth the conversation, even if the phone lines were just loaded with people going, have you lost your mind?
Right.
For you, if you're caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898, a glittering lights fast pass. Everybody else is in the left lanes. You go to the far right lane and you laugh as you drive by all the other suckers that aren't in the glittering lights fast pass lane at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Plus, we'll qualify for you to win a glittering lights date night package, hot cocoa, kettle corn, light up necklaces, a glittering lights ornament, limited edition, by the way. 702-364-9898, relationship rehab right now.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show, weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, I know I said yesterday off the air that our boss could come in whenever she wants.
Yes.
But now she's disruptive. Now she's disruptive.
I know, she threw me off. She brought her beautiful little puppy dog in. I went crazy.
Michaela really is. Oh, squirrel! And everybody's got their thing. Everybody's got their thing. Yeah,
I figured that with my boss I could do it. Let me see that.
Gina brought the boss brought the dog in, and Michaela literally, with 10 seconds left in the song, threw her headphones off and just left.
Threw myself
and
Adrian's on the ground.
Adrian's like, Michaela, come back. And she, No.
I'm sorry.
Where are we starting with this, Adrian?
We'll start with Angelina.
Hey, Angelina. So we're going to call her Jeannie. Not to be confused with our boss, Gina. It's not her. She's married. Jeannie's been talking to this guy for a couple of months. They're meeting up. He's coming in for Thanksgiving. Originally, he was going to stay with a friend. And then he went, well, maybe I stay with you. Adrian, the lines are all no, right?
Yep.
Isn't everybody no?
It's not even a no. It's a hell no.
Uh-huh.
It's a hell no.
Not only, what's he going to ask for her car next? I mean, not only are you coming and not having plans, be a man. Stand on your own. Get an Airbnb. Get a place. Don't ask to stay with the woman. That's a red flag all the way. If you're going to come out here and ask to stay with me, next is going to be like, can I borrow your car? I can't.
It's funny, as a guy, I took this as in a little different. Adrian smirk right now lets me know.
No, Angelina triggered me, but go ahead, Chet. Sorry. Uh-huh.
Well, but I, that's funny. I'm interested. I think his interests are different than what you're thinking.
Of course. But he got to pay for that. Nothing's free.
Okay, well, that's an interesting one too.
You're not gonna stay up in here for free and then get that for free too. No.
I love that flip to this though. What if he did switch it up and go, well, I'm not going to stay with my friends. I am going to get an Airbnb. Would you like to come and stay with me?
Exactly. That's fine. And then you're going to
really?
Get, then you might get lucky, but to ask to stay with somebody, no. And then don't even know them. What if they come in and he farts when he sleeps? Or, like, he snores hella loud.
That's the risk you take. That's the risk you take on the first time. I liken when I speak to groups about toy drive, and people are more sensitive now, so I actually have shied away from saying this, but I used to tell people a lot of times, toy drive is not unlike when you at that point in the relationship, when you do walk into, a room for the first time, everybody has the best of intentions. It's just very interesting to see how it all turns out. You know what I mean? So it's,
Well, Angelina's point, can I just say, like, your home is sacred. Like, I feel like the Airbnb is, like, neutral ground. You guys can vibe. Yeah. Like, I don't like anybody, just anybody in my house. And if she's already feeling uncomfortable, like, you don't want to open that space for somebody that maybe you don't feel great with. Neutral grounds is better. Then no expectations as well.
But can I say this?
Like me, I've been dating this guy for 5 months, you know, and I still don't really feel okay to just, I mean, yeah, he wants me to stay the night all the time, but I'm like, once he passes out, I'm like, I'm gone. You know, it's not him. It's just the way I feel. You don't know how you feel with this person. So you have to, like, test water first. You can't just dive right in.
That's where I'm at. I'm like, maybe I'll visit.
Maybe I'll visit.
Maybe you can visit. Can you stay? Absolutely not.
For you to visit. Come on. You can't even be that available either. That available.
I like that. You're a tough one. I like that. Give a little bit and then take it away. I like that.
Yeah.
The stay, I'm not committing to anything. You know what I mean? Why don't you take me on a date for? Why don't you take me on an actual date first?
I know. Make breakfast too for him? Hell no.
But even if he offered, I'm still, you're not staying. We can see each other.
No.
We're not. That's you've skipped a step or three. Adrian, you said you were triggered a minute ago. What's going on?
I don't like when she was, as a man, why are you asking to stay somewhere? I don't like that part. That's
I'm
all.
I'm sorry.
I get it.
As a woman too. Nobody should do that. Man or woman.
Yeah. The assumption
in this scenario,
I mean the stereotype. I really don't. As a man or a woman, no woman should ask or expect to stay at a man's place either. That's just, come on. I mean, you can't need it that bad. I mean, you shouldn't be that available for somebody.
You can still get it. You can still get it. You're just skipping steps. Yeah. That's the problem.
I didn't mean to say, you know, as a man or a woman, you should be, if you're trying to meet somebody, you should be able to handle your own and show them that you're independent. You don't need them. I mean, I wouldn't expect to stay at somebody's house, even if I was seeing them.
Yeah,
you know?
You speak freely, Angelina. You speak freely. There's room for all viewpoints here.
Yeah.
He don't got to like it. Sometimes I don't like it. Sometimes Michaela doesn't like it. You say whatever you want.
If he really, really needs it, then by all means, girl, open your door.
Sure. Yeah. Visit.
Some people don't
visit.
Like,
you're not staying. No. Don't bring. You could bring a toothbrush and underwear, but this is not a.
No.
Did you hit the delay?
Yes.
Good. All right. Well, now with your dirty mouth, you've got to take your fast pass to glittering lights, and you've got to go. Oh, great, Angelina. You've ruined Thanksgiving. That's great.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you at glittering lights. We'll see you at Toy Drive.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving. That's
Wake Up, Get Up, Take Me Everywhere You Go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Did you see this thing online, Michaela, about the woman in Pennsylvania? Her name's Brianna. She's going pretty viral, and with good reason.
No.
She got a disorderly conduct charge, and I'll tell you why. And it's wrong. I'm straight up, it's wrong.
Okay.
Back in September, Brianna and her little sister went to Walmart because they were having craft night, and they wanted to pick up art supplies at the Walmart. She goes to the self-checkout, and on that little, you know, on the little table next, you know, where you're supposed to put all your stuff?
Yeah.
$20 bill. Just sitting there.
Okay.
She looks around. She wasn't, she wasn't somebody else had not just left. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like she could have gone, hey, lady, you forgot your 20. It was just, she walked up. There was nobody else around. 20. There was no employees around. And she went, okay, it's my lucky day. I found a 20.
That's awesome.
Put it in her pocket. Didn't think anything of it. About a week later, Brianna gets a call from the police. Somebody had gone back and reported the money missing. The store reviewed the cameras and threw her credit card info, because I'm assuming that's the only way they would be able to do it. Somehow they were able to track her down.
Okay.
And they told her that in Pennsylvania, if money is left on the ground or anywhere else, it's a crime if you take it without making a reasonable attempt to find the owner. So they charged her with what they call a summary offense. I believe that's a ticket for disorderly conduct. She went online saying that she did get a lawyer to get the charge dismissed, provided she returned the 20, which she did. And she says that she initially offered to pay the other person 50 just to make it all go away. Mm-hmm. But at that point, the cop said, no, crime is crime is crime. Right? Apparently, this finders keepers thing is a big deal in Pennsylvania. What do you think would have been fair? Just let her give the 20 back and everybody go on their way.
Literally,
yeah?
Let it go.
And what do you call a reasonable attempt?
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, if she looked around and didn't see anybody, to me, that's a reasonable attempt.
Yeah, we should just start yelling, hey, who forgot a 20? Everyone will be like, me, I did.
It's my 20. Yeah. And the idea that they went back through and looked through the security cameras.
That's crazy.
I get it. Hey, look, maybe that was your last 20 and you really need that 20. But if she offered you 50 to let it go away, that's wild.
It sounds like people have a lot of time on their hands.
It's wild. They let people walk out. And I'm not knocking. I mean, because this could have been any store. The fact that the people are able to just walk out of stores with stuff and they can't stop them, but they went back and looked through the security camera. Uh-huh.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Down to 20.
Sounds like there's a personal vendetta there.
Or no employee in that area. It's crazy.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good. So we're all on the same page on that. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go, before we head out on a Thanksgiving weekend. By the way, shout out to everybody because this town doesn't stop. And so much love to everybody who's working over these next couple of days.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
We see you and we appreciate you. And, you know, like if you got to stop into the store at the last minute, that's your fault that you got to go in at the last minute. Be nice to those people. They don't want to be there either. So,
yeah, be sweeties.
Felt that we should say that. I was reading a thing the other day about how Yahoo completely blew it. Like they had a chance to buy Facebook early on. They had a chance to just grow. They could have bought Google early on, but Yahoo thought that they were too cool and that like Facebook was too expensive and that they were doing them a favor.
Sure.
Same thing with Google and all that kind of stuff. And they were just talking about all the missteps. MySpace also had the opportunity to buy Facebook for $75 million back in 2005. All of that was early, you know?
Early.
MySpace was the big dog, and Facebook was just starting out, and they had a chance to buy them for $75 million, which seems like a lot. But I don't know if you're aware, 20 years later, Facebook is now worth $1.5
trillion. What?
Yeah.
Trillion?
Trillion. And they could have got it for $75
million. That's insane. Oh, my God. Do you think they stay up and they're just like, we could have had $1 trillion?
I think the Yahoo people, yeah, and maybe the MySpace people, too. Because MySpace still exists, but basically it's just a bunch of broken links to pictures and songs and whatnot. It might still be worth a couple million or so, but
True. Whatever.
Do you know, could you get into your MySpace?
I can't get in, but I was like able to pull it up at one point and I was like, girl, it was so who I was at that age.
My password or my username is connected to an email that doesn't exist anymore. the email company. There were some local guys.
Yes.
And I don't even, oh God, I can't even remember who they were, but great guys. There's one of them I still talk to, but I can't think of what the email name was. And anyway, I can't, because that email server no longer exists, I can't get into the MySpace.
That's so annoying. Do you remember who your top eight were? I don't want to go crazy, but do you even remember?
No, I don't think so.
I know.
I can make a solid guess, but yeah, no, no. There are 14 states that have more than one time zone. Alaska is one of them. And I think a lot of these, it's kind of like a sliver of the state. Mm-hmm. Alaska is one of them, which I didn't realize. Florida, Idaho. And I know Idaho is just a little sliver, kind of in the southern part. Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota. Oregon is just a little baby bit of it, too. Tennessee, Texas, Nevada has more than one time zone, because I think we're, I don't know. We're a mountain time zone somewhere, but it's not here.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's a baby bit of it somewhere. And then there's a spot, too, where you cross over into Arizona and you cross back and it's all that.
Uh-huh.
It is. Listen, if you're heading out of town for Thanksgiving, we're going to take the rest of the week off like most of America. And just have a great Thanksgiving. We're ever so thankful for you. We appreciate you so much. Toy Drive is coming in just a little over a week. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian!
Yes, sir. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Survivor Series week for my wrestling fans, which means we have a lot of good content up on Unlikely, including interviews with WWE superstars Chelsea Green and Lash Legend. You can check that out again, Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez, on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts, including that free Odyssey app. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you guys for letting us wake you up every morning.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MikaelaGordon. I will actually be with my band. We're doing the tree lighting at Tivoli Village.
Oh, my.
So we'll be performing all night Christmas carols. And we're so excited
today?
About it.
Today?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, you need to get into the holiday spirit. Everybody head to Tivoli.
Yeah.
No, that'll be a great time.
Isn't that cute? Just it's, like fun.
No,
so
it's
nice
fantastic.
Out.
You know what? Don't be shocked if you see me there nerding out.
And yes!
I'm not going to tell you.
And I'm going to bring you on stage if I see you.
It's my big bald head sticking out above the crowd because I'm just tall enough to be tall enough.
I know you're tall enough. I'll see you.
And by the way, buddy, I love you and I'm thankful for you. And Adrian, I know you're
love
off
you
doing
too.
Other stuff. Hey, thankful for you, bro. Thank you for everything you do. And you guys as well. I'll say it again. We love you and we're so thankful for you. Make sure you call somebody and tell them you love them. Call the whole crew on Thanksgiving and be good to somebody today. Tell them they're doing a good job, especially the folks that are working while you're off screwing around, because they don't want to be there either. And we'll see you back here on Monday as we get ready for Toy Drive. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Beers, right?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.